to be here in Coxsackie, and I want to thank our town supervisor, Rick Hance.
Right here.
Thank you for hosting us here at Town Hall and for all of you for joining us today. I'm State Senator Michelle Hinchey, and I'm honored to be joined by my colleague, Senator Tim Kennedy, chair of the Senate Transportation Committee, whose incredible leadership in this year's state budget was instrumental in helping us secure record levels of infrastructure funding for Greene County, its municipalities, as well as for our entire region and the whole state of New York. We're also joined by our partners in local government and many of our county and town highway officials. We're going to hear from a number of them shortly, but I'd like to acknowledge a few leaders who are with us for this announcement. Warren Hart, Director of Economic Development, Tourism and Planning and Deputy Greene County Administrator. Gary Thorington, Vice President of the Greene County Highway Association and Town of Windham Superintendent. Coxsackie Highway Superintendent Larry Ross. Village of Coxsackie Mayor Mark Evans. Town of Hunter Highway Superintendent John G. Farrell, Town of Hunter Supervisor Daryl Legg, Town of New Baltimore Superintendent Alan Van Warmer, Greene County Legislator Edward Bloomer, Coxsackie County Legislator Charlie Martinez, Thomas Burke, Town of Coxsackie Councilman, and Rodney Wager from the Gorman Group. Safe and reliable infrastructure is the basic building block for healthy, prosperous communities, and our highway departments are the ones on the front lines, fighting to keep our aging infrastructure working for all of us. For our first responders rushing to an emergency, for families and school buses bringing kids to school, and for people heading into our storefronts. For the well-being of our communities, we need to make sure that our roads, and especially our local roads, are adequately funded. And there are three key state programs that are critical for our strap municipalities to maintain local roads. The Consolidated Local Street and Highway Improvement Program, or better known as CHIPS, Pave New York, and Extreme Winter Recovery. We fought hard not only to restore funding for these programs, which were under severe threat of cuts, but to ramp up infrastructure spending as a whole. And I'm happy to stand here today with my colleagues and partners in government to report that we've delivered. Across the state, CHIPS, a program that hasn't seen an increase in nearly a decade, will receive an increase of $100 million. Extreme Winter Recovery will see an increase of $35 million, which is a 53.8% increase compared to last year. And Pave New York will see an additional $50 million, which is a 50% increase. These are transformational investments in infrastructure that we are thrilled to bring to our cities, towns, and villages, and most importantly, into our rural areas like Greene County, where our roads are quite literally our lifelines. Funding our infrastructure is about keeping each other safe. It's about making sure our area residents can focus on getting to work, on seeing a loved one, or on a quick trip to the grocery store, instead of what route has fewer potholes or which one will spare their vehicles. I'd like to take a moment to call attention to how vitally necessary this funding is here in Greene County. This is a photo of Jewett Heights Road in December 2020, a road that quite literally washed away during the Christmas storm. The same damage occurred across our region, leaving communities in Ulster and Greene County stranded. This single storm event caused millions of dollars in damage on infrastructure alone, and we know more of these big superstorms are coming because of the impacts of climate change. We cannot sit back and watch our infrastructure continue to crumble, nor can we continue to throw money that municipalities don't have at these ever-increasing problems. We need real investment that will help our communities make much-needed repairs and deal with the damage from harsh weather, which is why I'm proud that we were able to substantially bolster New York's investment in our local transportation systems through this year's budget. Our Greene County communities will see over $6.3 million in state aid for urgent and long-term infrastructure needs. That's a record 33% more compared to last year's budget. All Greene County towns will receive an increase in both CHIPS and EWR funding. We're getting over $4.3 million in CHIPS funding, more than $882,000 in Extreme Winter Recovery, and over $1.1 million in Pave New York funds. That's real money that will go a long way to making sure residents of Greene County have safe, drivable roads all year long. It will also help ensure that the cost of upgrades and repairs do not fall on already stressed taxpayers. Now, I'd like to introduce my friend and colleague, Senator Tim Kennedy, who chairs the Senate Transportation Committee. Senator Kennedy has been a champion of our transportation infrastructure for years, not only in his district, which includes the city of Buffalo, but across the entire state of New York. It's been an honor to join him this budget season to fight to secure the strongest deal for transportation infrastructure in decades. Senator Kennedy, please join us to say a few words.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Well, good afternoon, everybody. It is great to be here with you in Coxsackie in Greene County, all the way from Buffalo, although I only took a short ride down the thruway this afternoon from Albany. We were just finishing up our Senate session here today, and I wanted to make sure that I was here to not only support Greene County and Coxsackie, but to really support the extraordinary work of a tremendous leader in our conference after only just a couple of months, and that's Senator Michelle Hinchey, without whom we wouldn't even be able to stand here today and announce this funding. She just articulated the numbers and what they mean. We created a record level of funding for CHIPS, and I know you highway superintendents and you municipal leaders have been clamoring for more CHIPS funding for years. Because of the leadership of Senator Hinchey and others that came to the Senate and said, we're not going to go home without more funding for our roads and our infrastructure at the local level, we were able to get this done. And let me just tell you a little bit of a story. When we started the process this year, we were dealing with an executive budget that actually cut funding to our local roads. That made it more difficult for you to be able to go out on the street and do your jobs, for you to be able to support small businesses and large businesses alike and investments that are coming into our communities all across Greene County and all across New York State. But we recognized that this funding of $100 million for CHIPS, $50 million increase for Pave New York, and a $35 million increase in extreme winter recovery funds, which we know here in Greene County a little bit about winters, right? we were able to get to a level of funding that we can all be proud of, and that is actually going to set a new bar for future budgets. So this is the new beginning. This is the new baseline for funding moving forward. And we recognize that our local roads have suffered as our tax base has left over the course of many decades. And a decreased tax base coupled with an aging infrastructure in all of our communities across this great state has resulted in road conditions that are subpar. And so this funding is critically important. So the 33% increase in funds that Greene County is going to get, over $6 million all told for the local roads, is a game changer. It'll help you not only support your community and improve the quality of life right here in Greene County and Coxsackie, which I'm told by Senator Hinchey, it's always sunny in Coxsackie. It's another reason I was here today. But I got to get out of here by 6 o'clock, I'm told. But it supports jobs. Jobs in the community. We're going to be able to create jobs in the construction field and support the jobs that are coming in with an infrastructure investment around that private sector investment. So again, to Senator Hinchey, whose work without her, we would not be here today. Thank you for the invitation. It's really great to be here. To the chair of the Greene County Legislature, Pat Linger, to the president of the Greene County Highway Association and Town of Athens Superintendent John Farrell, to Scott Templeton, the Greene County Highway Superintendent, and of course the town supervisor here, Rich Hands. I'm very honored and privileged to be in your presence. Thank you for all of the work that you all do on a daily basis to support Greene County, to support Coxsackie, to support the greater community here. And we look forward to our work together. And you know, you have my support in the Senate as the chair of transportation. This will not be the last time I'm here. Senator Hinchey's already got me committed to coming back down for more announcements on more money that we're going to get, especially if the federal government comes through with this massive infrastructure plan. I can promise there are greater days ahead for all of us. So, again, congratulations to all of you. Thank you, Senator Hinchey, and I hope everybody has a wonderful day. I'm proud to be here with you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Senator Kennedy. You can see we are in wonderful hands at the state level as it in regards to transportation. And I am incredibly fortunate to work with you in partnership and for your leadership in the sector. So thank you. Thank you very much. And thank you for being here. I'd like to shift over to some of our local speakers today, because these are the people on the ground every day carrying out these upgrades and repairs and trying to figure out how to stretch their budgets to make this work for everyone across our region. So next, I would like to welcome Pat Langer, chairman of the Greene County Legislature.
Good afternoon, everyone. And thank you, Senator Hensie, for inviting me to attend today. I'm very honored to be here. Also, thank you to Supervisor Hance for hosting us and the town of Coxsackie. So I'll get a little bit closer to the local government on some of the things that Senator Hensie touched on as to how it affects us here in Greene County. The restoration of CHIPS, extreme weather recovery, and PAVE New York funding that's in this year's New York State budget was not only welcomed by Greene County, but it's necessary as our economy recovers and we continue to mitigate the losses sustained over the last year. As most governments do, Greene County has a regular maintenance plan to ensure the safety of our roadways. With the average lifespan of a road at 10 years and 260 miles of county roads, our goal is to recondition approximately 26 miles of road each year. Given the budget tax cap laws that are in place and our legislative goal to keep property taxes low, this goal is challenging at best, but we always do the best we can with what we have. Following the outbreak of COVID last spring, the ensuing shutdowns and their unknown revenue effects, we took measures to reduce spending, reduce employee contact, and responded to reduce the spread of COVID. We need to ensure that the essential services and mandated services remained our priorities. New York State was doing the same. We saw a 20% reduction in state reimbursements, including the funds that are announced today. Funding reductions, staff reductions, and difficulty in securing contractors during the pandemic ultimately led to a decrease in road maintenance. So rather than paving 26 miles of road, we completed just under 11 miles. Fast forward to last winter, in mid-December, our mountaintop received over 24 inches of snow. And that's a welcome sight for our ski resorts and our winter tourism industry. That was until a week later. And when unseasonably warm weather and 6 inches of rain depleted the snowpack rapidly overnight on Christmas Eve and into the early morning hours of Christmas Day. The increased runoff volume and velocity led to extreme damage to many of our county roads in the county, including County Route 17, which was washed out and remains closed today. That's the picture the senator alluded to here. Damages for that road were estimated at $1.5 million and are not eligible for a FEMA reimbursement. We ended 2020 with not only a deficit in the miles of roads that we were able to maintain, but closed and unpassable roads on top of that. Greene County has been a leader in marketing our $194 million tourism industry on a worldwide scale. We work diligently to draw people to the Catskills and Greene County. From our ski and family resorts to our restaurants, bike trails, zip lines, and hiking, we're all in this together. And our businesses are partners with us in this effort, and helping them helps our sales tax revenue at both the state and county level. We have an obligation to keep our residents and visitors safe by ensuring the roads they travel are properly maintained. This funding will help in that effort. So I'd like to thank the highway superintendents from across the county for being so diligent in advocating the state legislature for increased state funding. Thank you to the New York State Association of Counties for advocating on behalf of counties statewide. And thank you to Senator Hensie for understanding the significance that CHIPS, extreme weather, and PAVE New York funding has on Greene County budgets in the 46th Senate District. As the chairman of the Greene County Legislature, I can appreciate the strong advocacy efforts that it took to secure this funding. So thank you for your successful diligence. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Chairman. It's now my pleasure to introduce John Farrell, president of the Greene County Highway Association, to address us this afternoon.
Good afternoon, everybody. Real quick, just keeping it brief, the CHIPS funding is very important to our small rural communities in the county here, across the county. It helps us keep up with the road maintenance that's required on our local roads, and our local roads make up about 87% of all roads throughout the whole state. As Senator Hinchey mentioned before, this would be the first increase in pretty much like 9 years to the CHIPS program. And this increase couldn't come at a better time for us. With the rising cost of all the products, materials that we are used to maintain the roads, oil and blacktop and everything, it's going up week to week. It's going to be very helpful for us to keep the roads up and our maintenance programs going this year. With that, I'd just like to say thank you to Senator Hinchey for all her work that she did up in Albany with us, as well as the Town Highway Association for the State Association helping us out and lobbying for everything that we've done over the past, and I just appreciate everything. Thank you.
Thank you very much, John. I'd like to welcome Scott Templeton, our Greene County Highway Superintendent.
First, I want to thank Senator Hinchey and Senator Kennedy for the strong support that they've had for Greene County and the CHIPS program, as well as PAVE New York and EWR. Like John Farrell and Senator Kennedy and Hinchey has expanded on, CHIPS program is vital for the funding of our infrastructure in this area. Greene County alone has 147 culverts, 4 feet or larger, 138 bridges. So our infrastructure is critical. Funding is critical. The increase in funding this year is, along with that storm in December that Senator Hinchey was discussing, as well as Mr. Linger, it's critical, this additional funding. Every year we go up to Albany and advocate for additional funding. This year, with the pandemic over the course of the year, is extremely helpful. We've had shutdowns, staff restrictions, and reductions, so we need to catch up on all the work that we've missed out over the course of the year. So I would just like to say thank you again for Senator Hinchey and Senator Kennedy for the strong support and the continued support for the local roads. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Scott. And lastly, I'd like to welcome our host today, Coxsackie Town Supervisor Rick Hance.
Well, I want to extend a warm Coxsackie welcome to Senator Hinchey and Senator Kennedy. Well, wonderful to have you here today and doing the things that you are doing on behalf of your constituents. And that's the crux of my talk, because I've been working very closely with Senator Hinchey's office this year. Almost from the minute you came into office, we've been working together. And I can enthusiastically say that Senator Hinchey has continued the close working relationship between the town and our state representatives. It's really a long-standing practice. The town owes in no small measure the financing of the building that's behind us here to this cooperative connection that we have with our state representatives. And our senior citizens benefit from the paved parking lot at our Senior Citizens Center that grew out of this same relationship. Senator Hinchey has really zeroed in on the needs of rural towns upstate New York. Since taking office, she has been working with the town of Coxsackie and has secured the assistance of different state agencies to address the quality of life issues that will benefit some of our most vulnerable residents. She has been instrumental in increasing much-needed state funding for a road system, along with Senator Kennedy, for whom we thank you as well, and is working to secure water funding for a deteriorating water line here in Coxsackie. So, Senator Hinchey, I want to thank you for carrying on the valued tradition of partnership between the state and our local communities. Thank you very much, Senator Hinchey. There we go.
Thank you very much, Supervisor. It's true, you know, we work best when we all work together, and we have to rely on the partnerships that we have at the state, county, and local level, because that's how we get things done for all of our constituents and all the people who live here and all the people who really need the help and assistance. So thank you, and I look forward to continuing to work with you and everybody who is here with us today. We all know that reliable infrastructure is the bedrock of our communities. These local investments secured through the state budget will have a direct impact on people's lives and livelihoods, on job creation in Greene County and across New York State, on community safety, on economic development and tourism, as well as small businesses and our broader economy at large. Thank you again for being here, everyone. We are so proud to share this news, and we look forward to seeing this funding put to good use to really benefit the people of Greene County. Thank you very much.
So let's move the podium.
Great.
One second. Let me unlock the wheels there.
So, yeah, we can do questions. Sure.
Well,
we'll start with questions. We didn't know we had some questions. This is good.
Let alone. Yeah, this by no means is a one-shot deal. This is a new baseline of support from New York State government to these infrastructure programs that have been readily available and being utilized properly across New York State for years. And what the federal government allowed us to do with their first $1.9 trillion package was to basically level the playing field and get us back to where we needed to be, because we were facing a multi-billion dollar deficit on the state level. The various agencies across the state were dealing with multi-billion dollar catastrophes themselves. And I'm sure, without having asked the supervisor here or the mayor what their financial outlook was in their municipalities, I'm going to guess it was dire.
It was bleak.
It was bleak. Dire, bleak, catastrophic, however you say it, the federal government got us back to a level playing field. What we did is we strategically made decisions at the state level to improve our infrastructure across New York State, which has been in a declining mode for the better part of the last 50 years. And we added about $333 billion more than what the executive had proposed. And we finally concluded with $285 million more in funds for transportation than was allotted last year alone. This is the new baseline moving forward from state government. And the expectation is we're going to continue to build off of that. And when the federal government, as I mentioned earlier, comes through with their next relief package, if all goes well, which will be an infrastructure plan that'll focus on roads like they have here in Coxsackie and Greene County and across New York State. No state in the nation stands to benefit more than New York, and we'll reap the benefits of that further federal stimulus to our infrastructure as well. That help?
Yes, there's during that storm and Christmas, there's a threshold that Greene County made. It's a dollar threshold, but the state of New York didn't meet that threshold. So that's why it wasn't a declared event. Because it wasn't a declared event, we don't have the availability for FEMA. That's why we didn't have emergency contractors get in there and start work immediately. We have to go through the typical funding process. So now that it is locally funded, this additional funding from the state of New York is going to help tremendously. We're getting also some help from Greene County Soil and Water and the Catskill Watershed District to repair that road. It's right now it's in design phase. It will be completed in the summer of this year, but we couldn't get to it last year because we just didn't have the funding available, and that's why it's going to be this year. And this funding is critical, really, for Greene County and that road specifically. So we would have had to take off several bridges from being repaired and replaced because of that. So. Yeah, we can do those as well as this one.
Yep. For local county officials, are you going to have to hire folks to spend this money to these projects? And if so, is that going to be a problem? There's been reports that businesses are having problems hiring people.
Scott can maybe able to speak to it better. I think everyone right now is having a little bit of a problem hiring people, including the county. What we will normally do is put these projects out to bid, so they'll be bid out to a private contractor to do them. It's kind of my concern is being able to find enough contractors to be able to do all the work that's going to be looking to be done, because it's not only Greene County that's getting an increase in funding, it's every county across the state. So this raised level of funding is going to be available everywhere. And I know I've seen ads in the paper here in the last week for the three big players that are around here as far as road maintenance goes, with Callanan and Peckham and Calaruso. They're all looking for help now. So hopefully they're able to fully staff what they need, and we can get the work done.
Thank you. Thanks, guys. Great.